Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
About strength
Listen,
and
mister.
Honor.
Rick Schaefer Listen, on Morning mister. Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations.
Yeah.
Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, hi-o Bradford and hi-o Edwards Food. How about that? Hi-o Silver.
Yes, perfect. That's perfect, Rick. Yep. Yeah, well done. How are you today? Good?
You know, it's another wonderful day. You guys are watching sunrise. We're watching a little drizzle here. And I don't know about you all. Our area desperately needs rain, and we're supposed to get it all week, so that's really good.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Well, the other thing that you're getting is another super regional. We'll have Courtney Dyfel on the show at 8:30 today.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this. Roger and I have on this show for the last month. It just, this team feels a little and looks a little bit different. They're in the top 10 in pitching, hitting, and fielding. And so it looks like this may. And then the other thing, Rick, we were fortunate that we didn't get another SEC team. If you look, 3 of the 9 regionals, super regionals rather, 3 of the 6 rather, or I can't remember the total number, or SEC versus
Should
SEC.
Be 8. Yeah.
8. Then 3 of the 8 are SEC versus SEC. And finally, we get a break, maybe because we have the number 1 RPI we got Duke. And Duke is a good program, but they're certainly not one of the teams of the SEC. So that's a positive this weekend in Fayetteville.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if this weekend was like last weekend when Arkansas was the only team to win by run rule every game? And it'd be great if that happened this weekend. I know they'll have great crowds. They had great crowds last weekend. And so, now the weather, we may get rain all week. I know the first game is supposed to start at 11 o'clock Friday. I was looking at the forecast. And the best, the rain's supposed to be out by maybe 8 o'clock Friday morning, and then it's coming back Friday afternoon. So let's hope they can get that game in and then win in 2 games.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, we've had heartbreak before. Roger, we were talking the other day, the worst was, you know, they beat Texas that first game. Got 1 game away, and I drive up there for the 3rd game from the SEC baseball tournament.
Your fault.
I know. We drove all the way from Hoover to be there, and it was, I'll never forget watching Courtney Dyfel and her husband out there hugging it up, just just had thing right there. And so anyway, feeling positive about that. We'll talk to her at 8:30 today. And then, of course, you got the baseball team. A lot of people counted this team out, and they end up winning 7 series out of 10, which has happened only 2 other times in the DVH era. So they may surprise some folks. They got some talent on this team, and but what a game Saturday was against Kentucky.
Oh my gosh.
It's symbolic of this year, I think.
Well, it does show you that if Arkansas scores 16, they're probably going to win. You know,
that's right. Yes.
that was amazing, leading 11-0 and get tied before they won. But credit to them to win after they were tied 12-12 after they led 11-0. So they're a resilient team. They only have 1 dependable pitcher, and that's Dietz. And I'm talking about every time he goes out there, and he lost the other night. He pitched pretty well, but lost. So that puts him in an awkward spot. They don't play till tomorrow at the SEC tournament. But I'm reading all these things. Now, there's RPI, but there's also these other 2 formulas that they're using. And the other 2 formulas have Arkansas ranked a lot higher than the RPI does. And so for those who think, no way they're going to host a regional, there's still a chance. And Arkansas has 14 wins over that are called, I don't know, in basketball they call them quad 1 wins. And only 4 schools in the country have more than that. And we're talking about beating ranked teams, I think either at home or on the road. And only 4 teams have more than that, so that's got to be to their benefit. So I got to believe that it may be impossible to beat Texas without Dietz pitching, because Dietz is going to have to pitch Wednesday. And if they win that game, if they somehow beat Texas, which is, I don't know, they're 3rd or 4th in most of the rankings, that might be enough to get them a host. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a chance. Yeah, I think, matter of fact, too, the All-SEC picks came out yesterday, and I think 2 or the 3, of course, led by Dietz were pitchers. And then, of course, Helfrich was the first team all SEC 2 catcher. So Again, who knows? We saw the Ole Miss model, you know, a couple years ago where they come
that's
in.
That's right. And they didn't host. That's right.
Yeah. And then the other thing, Rick, is over the weekend, you know, the track team does it again. 25th SEC title, outdoor title. It doesn't matter who the coach is we put in. I don't even know the guy's name now, but I should. But John McDonald started this, and this legacy continues.
When he was the coach, it mattered who the coach was. So I'd say it does matter who the coach is. You still got to have a great coach. And you figure Chris Bucknum coached for all those years after John McDonald and then retired after cross country this year. He won two national championships. His replacement's got a chance to win the first two he coaches because he won the national indoor. And they're number one in the country right now outdoor.
Yeah.
And so, it is astonishing, but you can go back again, and we could repeat this 1,000 times. John McDonald is the greatest coach of any sport in any college in history, ever. Nobody will ever come close to what he's doing. And you can say, well, they had three chances every year. Yeah, well, who else did it? Arkansas and UTEP were the only teams to ever win triple crowns, ever. And Arkansas did it five times, I think, and UTEP did it once or twice. You can say, well, John Wooden won all his national championships. Yeah, with players furnished to him by a big booster in New York who was buying players for him when you weren't supposed to do that. And when the NCAA tournament was, I think when they first won their first one, there was only 16 teams in it. You didn't have to win six games. That does not diminish the greatness of what he did. But John McDonald's accomplishments exceed everybody's. Everybody's. Yeah. Nick Saban, everybody. And we tend to forget that because track is a sport. John and I used to have these conversations all the time. How come we don't get more publicity? And he'd always say it's because about the players, not him. And I get that. John didn't have a big ego, but I would have to share with him because, John, you're doing all this winning, but it's rarely at home. Now, since then, of course, they have the good outdoor track and the indoor track, and they win some at home, but they weren't at home like all the other teams. But they were amazing. He was amazing. It'll never be duplicated, but the great thing is the legacy continues because a lot of times when a coach like that is gone, they never win again. And here's Arkansas still really good.
Rick, explain that again to me. I'm sorry. What do you mean because they didn't do it at home?
Track, they're big. They go to the Penn relays and win the NCAA championships when John was starting his legacy and starting to win all the time. They were never in Arkansas. So Arkansas fans never got to see his teams compete.
The fans.
Fans never got to see his team compete. He'd come back from the Penn relays every year and say, they're sold out. It's great. People appreciate what we've done. We come back here. And I had to share with him, you did it in Philadelphia. And how many Razorback fans were there? That was not to diminish it. I was just trying to explain to him why maybe people didn't go gaga all the time. And then it got so routine, they won another one.
Okay. Well, the other thing, too, by the way, and I mentioned it right.
I got you. Thank you.
I mentioned it yesterday. Not only did they win, Rick, they won lost almost every event. I mean, the 100, the 200, the 800, the 2,000. I mean, normally you just win a couple of those and you get second or third and you stack up all your points. They had winners in almost every event. Anyway, it's spectacular.
You know, that's the other thing Basil was talking about, if I may call him that, the other day. And because we started thinking about the NIL and what's going on, you know, with baseball or football and basketball and all of these things. But quietly, again, the track continues to go on and on and on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a NIL.
Hasn't been spoiled, for lack of a better term, or rotted by all that because of why?
They are $9 million. We did find out that they're $9 million. There is $9 million between men and women's track.
So if the softball team goes to the World Series and wins, knock wood that they do and all that, does it mean that they're going to come out next year and run a profit?
Right. That's right. Yeah. In fact, nobody's going to make a profit because the costs exceed your revenue potential. Again, as I was just talking about track, so they're going to host the Western Regionals next weekend. There's not going to be a lot of revenue in that. But when they travel, the places they travel, they got to fly. And you're flying a track team, that's a lot of guys or a lot of girls. And so there's definitely cost involved there. I think every school is going to have to face the fact that football and basketball are always going to be the only guaranteed revenue sports, period. That's not going to change. You can't go knock on doors and say, hey, if you want college athletics at the University of Arkansas, you have to go to a gymnastics meet, and you have to go to and golf's never at home, right. so you can't go to that. So you're paying for all these things. But football and basketball have, in the past, before NIL, generated enough money to cover expenses for all the sports. Well, because of NIL, that's no longer true. And even though Arkansas has reinstated tennis, I've read national columnists that weren't picking on Arkansas. They were saying other schools are going to have to start making these same decisions, because there comes a point where you don't have any more money. And there are schools, Arkansas is the rare school that has never taken funds from the university. They're going to take a little bit next year, a little over $3 million, I guess, but they never have. Most schools either have student fees or take money from the university. How long can you keep draining the university to continue to have sports that are low in attendance or don't or never make revenue?
Maybe another time you'll be able to enlighten me again, because I need things put to me as like I'm seven, because you've got UCA, ASU, UAPB. Mm-hmm. They have football programs. UALR
right.
does not. Why does UALR not, if football is such a revenue-generating thing, when it, you know, if that's the issue? I'm reading about the Frisco meeting with the new football coach and Chuck Barrett, and Hunter Yurecek was able to make the one down there. Now he's talking about here in the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to have a half a billion dollars in more money coming in.
And the
naming thing is going to be next season.
It's
a carrot. There's a carrot out in front. So is that what that is? Is that like my father saying, no, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah, they're teasing that a $500 million deal that would be $50 million a year.
Sure.
Either it's the naming rights to the stadium.
It's the biggest ever in the history of the world.
Or something else. So
from what he's saying.
So that's coming. Yeah.
Well,
so
is it going to be called X Stadium? Is Elon Musk going to name it?
By the way, Trey Schaff.
There's no reason for that not to be Sam Walton Stadium. I don't know if that's who they're making the deal with.
It's got to be.
For $50 million a year, I don't know who else could do that.
Yeah, listen, we will all be happy if that's who it is. Of course, it'll probably be somebody we don't like, somebody from some company we don't know from the West Coast, but it's still 50.
I guarantee you it's not going to be.
Could it be Chet PT?
It ain't going to be Bradford Marine.
No, that's right.
Could it be Chet PT?
You got to sell a lot of boats.
You got to sell a lot of boats.
$50 million a year.
Yeah. Schaff says that the Blessings have hosted NCAA championships before.
Yes, they have.
But you don't make any money all the time.
That's right.
Thank you.
I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant, who had did an amazing cake the other day.
For Navi.
Yeah,
yes,
so good.
And they're the meat people.
They are the meat people. Yeah. They also
which
cakes.
Is. But they make
coming
too,
up.
Huh? It's meat time.
It is meat time. It's a late time in meat time.
Yeah.
Also to Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick each week.
Bradford, is there a grill on a barge?
Yes.
No, there,
you can certainly they you mount on the
print,
rail.
You could you could print it. Okay.
So for sure.
So all right, before we let you go, Rick, I'm going to throw some pop culture at you. Are you ready?
Okay.
And I think Rick will go 3 for 3.
Okay, you guys, your confidence is way too high.
No, listen, you will get these. This is why Lev Bradford, who's sitting right here, decided I want to sponsor Rick along with Edward Fujai.
Exactly.
Right.
All right.
You like 60s music?
Okay. I guarantee you're going to get this. 1965.
Yeah.
Roger Miller received a gold record for this hit. It was his biggest hit record. Got to number one. Got to number four on the pop charts and stayed on there 12 weeks. It was a number one country music hit as well. What do you think the song was in 65 for Roger Miller?
Well, I'm going to guess King of the Road.
King of the Road is correct. He's one for one, Roger. All right. On this day, 1973, this horse won the second jewel of horse racing Triple Crown by capturing the Preakness Stakes. Number two. He's 2 for 2.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go.
Still the greatest horse of all time. You know, it's disappointing.
Right.
You know, I like the state of Maryland because I'm an Oriole fan, but the Preakness – with only three horses that ran in the Kentucky Derby, running in the Preakness, the chances of Triple Crown are right now they're practically nil because nobody wants to run their horses 2 weeks after the Kentucky
That's
Derby.
Right.
And you hate that. And so you think about Secretariat, and Secretariat was better each race. The Belmont Stakes won by, what, probably half the track won the Belmont Stakes. And so probably the greatest horse of all time. We may never see that again.
All right, the last one. This is going to be easy.
On,
easy peasy.
No whammies.
Easy peasy. On this day in 1977, this movie opened up in New York City, and it became a pop culture hit. It's one of our favorites on this show. I will give you the. I will give you maybe one or two of the stars, and see if you can give me the movie. You ready? I'm going to start with the. I'm not going to start with the number one star. I'm going to start with
co-stars. One of the
stars. Co-stars, okay. Yes. Sally Field, Jerry Reed.
Come on.
Oh gosh! Rick, of course, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, Smokey, I didn't even get to Burt Reynolds. Or
that movie. That movie is that old. That's hard to believe. Eastbound and Down is one of the greatest songs ever.
Wow,
I
look
love
at that.
That
he's throwing Eastbound and Down in there. Yes.
Oh, now you're showing off.
Yeah,
now
no, I'm not
flexing.
Showing off.
I'm kidding.
I really like that song. And that movie was really good. You know what the odd thing is? I never saw Smokey and the Bandit 2, and if they made a 3, I don't know. But because the first one was good.
No, don't. It's terrible.
No, yeah. Two was good. 3 had Jackie Gleason playing 3 different guys. He played himself.
Right?
He played Sheriff Justice. He played his cousin from Canada. and he played another one somehow.
Is that right?
It was, what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh! Awful.
But you had to watch it, though, just to finish it.
Listen.
And don't watch Caddyshack 2 either. It's terrible.
Really? I never did. You're right.
Good.
Think about that. Back in 1977, every kid, a lot of kids, wanted to have that Trans Am with the Golden Eagle on the hood.
T-tops.
T-tops, yeah. It was so cool, Rick. You know, matter of fact, when I had my mustache up in one of my most fun compliments is Orville Henry wrote about me in the Gazette one time and said that I was the Burt Reynolds of the Razorback, with my tan from Florida and my mustache. So
I
always appreciated that.
What a cool guy you were. And to still be such a cool guy now, isn't that amazing?
I'll listen to you, Rick. Well, the other thing was that we've made the point that Jackie Gleason, even though that was sort of a slapstick, silly role, it was comedic genius. He probably should have won a darn Oscar because it was outside. I mean, he was a great actor, could do any kind of role.
They said he ad-libbed and things
like that. Yeah, so he was.
It was a fantastic, fantastic movie. And think about it, that was 1977. So in 1976, 5-4, I mean, Burt Reynolds had done what? He hadn't been that far gone from Gunsmoke. He was probably still. Yeah. He just got through doing a TV series called Dan.
Was he done Deliverance?
Probably after Longest Yard and Deliverance, I think.
I think those were 72, 3.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a big one. Hey, Rick,
and he was dating Donna Shore.
Rick, hopefully the Razorback women this weekend will do just what you did right there and go 3-for-3. They don't need a third game. They
and
get
that's exactly right. And with that, Rick, we will salute you with this.
Strength and honor, Rick. From the Gladiator. And we send you off with Eastbound and Down. How about that?
That is a great song. Enjoy that. And thank you, Bradford Marina. Sure appreciate your sponsorship.
There you go.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rick.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rick.
You too.
Next week.
Thank you.
Bye, buddy. See you, man.